Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. How do you navigate the temptation of jealousy when you look at families, friends of yours who have a mom and a dad and who just are shouldering the burden together while you're shouldering it, you know, alone?
Well, that's such a tender spot for me. It really is. One of the things that I've needed to do is to take a step back and to, because jealousy is real, and those are real, tangible, visceral things to be jealous of. And so sometimes I have to take a step back, and I can't spend as much time with other families as I have once enjoyed. I cannot spend a lot of time with other couples as I once did, because I have to balance that. I have to put my heart in a safe place, and sometimes that means to return to God and remember what I do have rather than looking directly into the face of what I no longer have.
Well, Tricia, how have your girl friendships changed in that regard? I mean, there's some friends that we have that we see as couples, and there's others friends that I just have girlfriends, you know. How has that dynamic of friendships changed for you?
Well, a lot has changed in that realm, actually, because I also used to be kind of an off-the-charts extrovert, and I loved to be with people all the time, and I never got enough, and my cup was never full as far as the energy that I found from getting from other people and spending time with those people. And the trauma of my life shifted that, and I've become an introvert now, and so I need wide margins of time by myself. And so that has been a piece for my family and friends to learn to navigate, because my needs are different. And there are things that I used to say yes to every day of the week that now I think, nope, I can't do it anymore. And so it has been a challenge for some of my friendships it really has been a test of a true girlfriend to be able to say that she can stick with me and to be able to say, you know what, I can only imagine how hard this is for you, and I love you and I'm here. And when you're ready, and if you're ready, would love to get together with you, but I respect the fact that maybe that season is not right now. Mm. And those who've been able to come alongside me and say, you know what, Tricia, this is a season, those are the ones that have truly understood my heart and my mindset to understand that I have to do what works for me right now.
And that goes to show you how important it is for us as individuals to keep, again, because we shift our weight onto things that we have. And so you can imagine how people even start to trust in you in a way and want something from you that they really need to get from God. We do this all the time. I believe this in relationships, in status, in jobs, in employment. We shift our weight until we don't have it, and then we realize we're leaning on it. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get my identity from Christ, and I'm going to get my fullness from Him, and I'm going to walk with you in good seasons and in bad seasons. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.